Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia through the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where, as you can see on the screen behind me, today we're going to be discussing this question. Who are the most important people in the world? Now, obviously, it's you, right? And me. I'm kidding. But I think it's a very good topic to discuss today. And it's hot because in our most recent past, we've seen several very wealthy and famous people die. We've seen a lot of celebrations in their name, a lot of wonderful things said about them. But are they the most important people in the world? Or maybe is it top politicians? Are they the most important people of the world? I mean, they're the ones who obviously who are tasked with running the government and controlling chaos and things like that in society. Are they the most important people in the world? How about educators? My father was a professor for his entire life, and he impacted a lot of people. Educators, are they the most important people in the world? How about people in the medical industry? Are they the most important people in the world? I tell you, when you're dealing with a serious health issue, you're looking for the best of the best, right, in the medical community. How about people in finance, business? How about stars in the sporting realm or in the film world? You know, we can go on and look at all these different industries, but actually, Scripture's pretty clear on this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, makes this most incredible, incredible statement about himself and about Christians. Verse 14, he says, "Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us, Christians, the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place." Now, Paul is using imagery the readers back then would have been very familiar with. They're in Rome when the emperor would be returning with his army from some sort of military victory. The citizens of Rome would prepare the main area there in Rome, and they would have all kinds of sweet-smelling flowers scattered throughout on the ground. And this ceremony was called the triumph. It was a ceremony celebrating the victory that Rome had over its enemy. And so the citizens, knowing that the emperor and the army, they were getting ready to enter back into Rome, the citizens would have all these flowers strewn throughout the streets. And as the conquering, victorious emperor and his army would come in on horseback, and as the horses, their hooves were marching, stomping on all those flowers, there would be this incredible aroma of triumph, aroma of victory that just spread throughout Rome. Well, Paul takes that imagery and he talks about us as Christians, where he says, "Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us, Christians, the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Christ in every place. Think about that aroma there in Rome. The triumph celebration. And the horses just stepping and stomping on all those flowers. And that aroma being spread everywhere. Paul says, as Christians, we are led in triumph to spread the sweet, most incredible aroma of Christ everywhere. Who are the most important people in the world? Those who are spreading the sweet aroma of Christ. Because that's the most important aroma, right? But watch this. Verse 15. He says, we as Christians are a fragrance of Christ. Watch this. First and foremost to whom? To God. Whoa. Christian, your life in Christ, as you are learning the truth about Christ, that aroma of Christ goes up to God the Father. As you are living your life in the power of the Spirit for the glory of Christ, that sweet aroma of Christ is rising to God the Father. And as you faithfully, again, in the power of the Spirit, share the wonderful truth about Christ at work, in your family, with your friends, in the church, serving in the community, going on the mission field, as you share and spread that most wonderful truth of Christ, that aroma first and foremost rises to God as a sweet aroma, the sweetest aroma. Why? Because it is the aroma of Christ. So Christian, first and foremost, as you live your life for Christ, what comes from you is the aroma of Christ to God. Is there anything more important in this world than that? Is there any greater privilege and honor in this world than that? No. Right? You are bringing pleasure to God as the aroma of Christ rises to God. Whoa. First and foremost, we Christians are a fragrance of Christ to God. We are a fragrance of Christ to God, and watch this, and also to others. To those who are being saved, the elect, the chosen of God, and also to those who are perishing, those who want nothing to do with God. You see, verse 16, to those who want nothing to do with God, your aroma, Christian, is an aroma from death to death. Yeah, it's a stench to them because they can't stand the sweet smell of Christ. But to those who have been chosen unto salvation, your aroma is life to life for them, eternal life. thanks be to God that He leads us, Christians, who are so weak, so inadequate. But God always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. For we are a fragrance of God, first fragrance of Christ, first and foremost to God, and also a fragrance of Christ to those who are being saved, and yes, to those who are perishing. To those who are perishing, we are a smell of death to death. But to those who are being saved, we are an aroma of life to life. Whoa, Christian. You think maybe your life matters? You think maybe your life's important? Because look at the aroma that you're spreading to God, to others. It's the aroma of Christ. Oh, sure. Many will think that's a nasty smell because they want nothing to do with Christ. But others, it is the sweet smell of salvation. And to God, it is the most wonderful aroma because it is the aroma of His beloved Son. That's why Paul says, who is adequate for these things? Like, who is competent for this? This is without question the most important thing in the world, which impacts the world to come. And Paul goes on to say, when he answers this question, who's adequate to do this? This is such a big deal. It's bigger than shooting a hole in one. It's bigger than making the biggest business deal. It's bigger than coming up with the latest cure for whatever virus. It's bigger than, you know, being a key person in government. This is it right here. You want to talk about the Super Bowl of Super Bowls, Christian? Paul says, who's adequate, competent to do this? And he says in verse 5, not that we're adequate, competent in ourselves. No human could do this on his own, right? He says, but our adequacy is from God, who made us adequate as servants of the new covenant. Wow. Christian, you are the most important person in the world. Now, let me make sure we're not puffing ourselves up here. Because again, you see the balance here. Paul's like, I'm not adequate to do this. None of us are, right? I mean, think of the stakes here we're talking about. First and foremost, an aroma of Christ to God? I mean, me? Ugh. Sometimes I'm afraid to smell myself because, you know, because I'm so imperfect. I'm an aroma of Christ to God? How can I be adequate for that? Well, my adequacy doesn't come from me. It comes from God, who made me adequate as a servant of the new covenant. Same with you, Christian. So we're not puffing ourselves up here. This is not like, you know, self-talk saying, I am the greatest. No. First of all, this is humbling. And every one of us should ask the same question that Paul asks of himself at the end of verse 16. Who's adequate for this? I'm an aroma of Christ to God? And on top of that, I'm an aroma of Christ to those who are being saved by Christ or who have been saved by Christ? And I'm also an aroma of Christ to those who reject Christ? Who is adequate for all this? I thought that I was just waking up and getting dressed and going to my job. Christian, you are spreading the aroma of Christ. Yes, even at your job. Which means that where you are and what you do as you spread that aroma is very, very important. I don't care what your job is. I don't care how much you earn. I don't care how many promotions you've been passed on. I don't care. Look what Scripture says. At best, the people who often are considered very, very important in society, at best, if they're not believers, if they're not Christians, what is at best the aroma they can spread? An aroma of athletics? Athletic success? There's nothing wrong with that, but in comparison to the aroma of Christ? The aroma of inventing some sort of new social media platform? Nothing wrong with that, but at best, that's the aroma that they're spreading. It's nothing in comparison to the aroma of Christ, right? Accumulating all kinds of wealth and not having to worry about bills and your vacations and all this. I mean, at best, if they're not Christians, what is the aroma they're spreading? The aroma of materialistic wealth? As compared to the aroma of Christ? In fact, Psalm 49, we see what Scripture says about those who are trusting in themselves, in their riches, in their earthly accolades, in their own personal successes. In other words, people who are not spreading the aroma of Christ, but spreading all kinds of other aromas. Psalm 49, verse 12, Scripture declares, a person like that in his pomp will not endure. You're not going to live forever. That aroma ends down here on earth. He's like the beasts that perish. Wow. That's humbling. Verse 16, he says, do not be afraid or concerned, jealous, envious, when a man becomes rich. And let me just stop here. Scripture's not against wealth. I mean, God has certainly blessed, as you look in the Scriptures, many people with financial wealth and various other materialistic things. Again, Abraham and David and Solomon and, you know, you think of Joseph of Arimathea who, you know, took the body of Jesus and buried him in his own tomb. So there's nothing wrong, and Scripture's not against wealth. But if that's the aroma somebody wants to spread rather than the aroma of Christ, well, think about it. When that aroma goes up to God as compared to the aroma of Christ, which one do you think God's going to accept? The aroma of worldly wealth brought about by human strength and self-sufficiency, or the aroma of Christ from people who understand they're saved by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone, and who understand that apart from Christ they can do nothing? Which one do you think God's going to really look at is that sweet aroma to him? Of course, the aroma of Christ. So again, don't be afraid when a man becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies, he will carry nothing away. Can't take it with you. and his glory, his self-glory, his earthly glory, will not descend after him. Can't help but think of, as I said earlier, in recent past, some very famous, wealthy and famous people have recently died. All that self-glory, all their accolades, their pomp, their position, their prosperity, their popularity, none of it follows them. And that's sad if we're living just for this life and we're only spreading our aroma. His glory will not follow him. Though while he lives here on earth, he congratulates himself. Look how adequate, how competent, how great I am. And though men praise you when you do well for yourself, guess what? He's going to go to the generation of his fathers. He's dying. He'll never see the light. Man in his pomp, he's without understanding. And he's just like the beasts. To perish. Well, now that I've depressed you. Sobering, isn't it? Again, society would say that the people described here in Psalm 49 are the most important people in the world. Pomp and wealth and popularity, and people are praising them. But Scripture says, no. It's a sad ending for them. If they're living their lives here on earth apart from Christ, because then they will have eternity apart from Christ, which is eternal damnation. But again, it's as Christians, you think about, we used to live our lives spreading whatever aroma the world taught us was the right aroma. But it was the wrong aroma. I mean, think of that aroma going to God. A stench of sins against a holy, righteous, and just judge who says he must punish sin, and the punishment for sin is eternal damnation. That was the stench I was spreading to God. Wow. And yet you think about God and his great love for you, Christian, what he's done for us. God the Son, the second person of the Trinity, 2,000 years ago came to this earth. Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, meaning he was born without a sin nature. And Jesus, truly God, truly man, perfectly fulfilled the law for us in our place. He fulfilled all righteousness. Think of that aroma to God through Christ, the Savior. And then he allowed himself to be hung on a cross. And as he hung there, our sins were placed on him. We're the criminals in God's sight. We had spread enough of that foul, nasty, gross aroma to God with our lives, right? We're the ones who should have been punished with the punishment we deserve. But instead, Jesus was our substitute on that cross. He who knew no sin became sin for us. Our sins were placed on him. He was punished with the wrath of God that we deserve. He died, but 3 days later, he rose in victory, overcoming sin and death for us. And by God's grace and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we've been regenerated. We were given the gift of faith to be able to repent of our sins and to place our faith and trust in Christ alone. We were saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And Christian, down here on earth, you are part of a group of the most important people in the world, because the aroma that you are now spreading, it's not the aroma of you. It's not the aroma of what the world tells you is sweet smelling. It is the aroma of Christ. First and foremost to God. Think of the pleasure, the joy God has with the aroma of Christ. You also are spreading the aroma of Christ to those who will be saved or those who are saved, the elect. And yes, you are spreading the aroma of Christ to even the non-elect. Oh, they don't like that smell. To them, it's a smell of death to death. But to the elect, it's an aroma of life to life again. Do you understand what Paul was saying? Who is adequate for something like this? Because this is the most important thing in the world. Our adequacy is not from us. It's from God, who has made us, Christian, adequate. Wow. To spread the aroma of Christ, that triumph, where everywhere you go, Christ is known. Wow. Encouraging. Humbling, absolutely amazing. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the host and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.